Thank you, Jim. How's everyone doing tonight? Excellent. Tonight, we're covering Psalm 84. So if you want to turn there, please do. If I can entice you to turn there, I will be asking you questions, so prepare yourselves for that. Psalm 84. In this book, it's number 420, page 420. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. So my first question for you guys is this a song any of you have read before? Okay. Is it anyone's favorite? Does it come to mind on any sort of regular basis when people think of a favorite psalm? Does it qualify for that for anyone? Not up there in the top 10? Thanks, Bonnie. All right. First thoughts. What is this psalm about? We have good pictures of heaven. We have people praising God for his majesty, bestowing honor, glory. Some other translations said some other things that were about the same. Anyone have any impacts, anything that stands out to them? Being happy on the journey. I do like the image of the pilgrimage. That one is one of my favorites. It was reading through that made me want to lead that song in exile here with you guys again, because that was nice. You guys did a great job of that. but I don't know. For me, sorry. I'm just going to move you out of the way right now. For me, made me think, well, why don't I try my hand at writing a psalm? So I did. Well, I can't say I did. I tried to. I didn't finish it. So to say I did, I guess, is false pretenses. I didn't give it a title, because I didn't finish it, so I didn't feel like a title would be appropriate. But I started it, My Great and Mighty God. What can my tongue say that my mind has not already revealed? My mind says, look at yourself. Claiming your redundancies make you faithful. There is not one thought that must be said. So carry on and draw not attention to yourself, lest you tremble with embarrassment and stutter through your lips. But my heart, O God, pleads thus. Hear me, O Lord. What is worth asking that isn't worth beseeching? Why should the world not know my plea? What greater novelty hath my mind to dwell? Thus my tongue shall quiver as one without heat. My lips will stumble as a new foal. Or is it foul, Mom? Foal or foul? Foal. As a new foal. I thought so. Okay. Though my mind is tarnished, my heart tattered, my soul flares radiant, occluded from night, eclipsed by a sun. Set light before my eyes to set the path. Cast darkness behind me to quell the past. Issue a deluge of song to deafen the babble. A scent of mirth, a scent the mire. That was as far as I got. When I picked it back up to look at it again, I thought of like three different ways I could take it, and then I just kind of stumbled and didn't add anything else from there. But I bring this here before you guys incomplete because, you know, like, great art's never finished, it's only abandoned, blah, blah, blah. Really, if you're going to start something, don't feel ashamed to bring it up to people before you're done with it. And that's something that hits me pretty hard, trying to write a book and never finding the confidence in myself to write it out without wanting it to be done as it is, to have it be perfect the first time. And that is one of the most frustrating things that I see in myself. It's just this ineptness of wanting perfection at a first go. So frustrating. So I bring this before you guys incomplete, an attempt to kind of get myself just out there and to show you my own incompleteness. And also to bring it up to you guys to say, you know, give writing a psalm a shot. Most fun. I mean, I certainly enjoyed it while I was working on it, and even when I was stumbling to try to find where to go from there. And there's nothing wrong with being incomplete or sharing something that you're not quite sure about. So anyways, back to Psalm 84. I usually like the King James, New King James Version, but it was just not very different from the New International Version. It says tabernacle instead of dwelling place, and people don't really know what a tabernacle is. Other words weren't changed much at all. I have them open here right next to each other. It's that lovely comparative setting in Bible Gateway. If you've never been there, try it. It's helpful. I'm glad you point out that line of the pilgrimage, Jim, that blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage, passive via make it a spring. That was probably the line that I liked the most as far as making me want to try my own. The imagery of going through going on a pilgrimage, going through a valley, rain and puddles and cooling stuff, I find it to be a nice picture. And I tried to be clever in my line, a scent of mirth, a scent of the mire. You know, you think of a mire, kind of like a bog, and it's going to reek. It's not a pretty place. Heaven is a pretty place. They don't have any thoughts, any particular likes, and I don't know, anything that felt personally kind of get some. Yes, Bonnie? Good. Thank you. That's exactly what I meant. Something that sticks out personally. Thanks, Bonnie. Yeah, that was one I enjoyed too. Just the image of, you know, being the lowly doorkeeper. You're just sitting there holding the door for people, and you know, people walk past you all day, and most of the time you spend outside. I don't know. Now it seems like everyone wants to be the right hand. Everyone wants to be someone of importance. Someone wants to be standing out, a bright light for everyone to see. But you know, if you're the doorkeeper, everyone sees you. Anyone else?
I like the verse, "No good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright." What a wonderful promise.
I was just going to say, that's a beautiful promise. Yeah, that's... Can't help but think of Ecclesiastes, but it's always reassuring to remember that God is looking after us, and God is with us, and isn't going to let the things we do go unseen. So, thank you, Florence. Yeah. It's nice to see you again.
Nice to be seen.
What do you have for us?
For the last couple of weeks in the place where I've lived for the last few months, a cardinal and his mate made a nest, laid their eggs, and he sits on it most of the time. He does some of the time. There's a lot of birds that come around there. And we're told over in the Summit on the Mount that their work does drag things. And yet, I've watched God take care of these little creatures and realize that I'm so much more valuable than them. And why do I sweat the small stuff? Why do I allow the cares of this world?
Absolutely. Created in his image. I really liked verse 2 as well. My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart, my flesh cry out for the living God. And writing this little psalm of my own, I wanted to address, you know, as you probably could tell, some of my own insecurities, my own... I feel, you know, a lot better than I used to in terms of self-confidence and whatnot in that aspect. But, you know, that's one of those things that doesn't ever really leave you. You keep thinking about it, at least for me. I don't know, maybe some of the people get over it and then just move on. But I address that as well. I just move forward and quell the past. What's really there to look back at, to worry about? It's done is done. Well, does anyone else have anything to add? Closing thoughts? Closing ideas? All right. Well, thank you guys. And I know I didn't say anything really profound tonight, but it was nice to be heard. So thank you guys. And if you need anything, come forward and we'll address your problems, issues, and try and solve them.